Evans, we appreciate the time as always. How are you this afternoon?
Doing well, Bull. Doing very, very well.
Well,
that's a great intro. That's a tough intro to live up to, Bill, I got to tell you, though.
Well, we've got a lot to talk about today. One of the reasons we wanted to bring you in is to kind of get your thoughts on the news that came down yesterday from Lieutenant Governor John Husted mentioning that schools can proceed now with phase two in contact sports and return to athletic events and athletic action. So, well, on the surface, Coach, what does all this mean?
Well, you know, we were prepared to go to phase two, but phase two changed. Phase two originally for us was going to be a weight room, no contact drills, no handoffs for the football players. They could throw a pass, but they had to be in pods. It could only be quarterback, receiver, sanitizing. And essentially what they did is they took all those bars down. They said they kind of opened things up. You can do internal scrimmages. You can do 7-on-7. You can have contact drills now. We're still going to check kids' temperatures on the way in. We're still going to do the questionnaire sheet with them. We're going to track them. But it really kind of opened up virtually everything we would have been doing this time of the year anyhow, 7-on-7s and some bag drills and those types of things.
So all in all, great news, because it really seems like that accelerated the process and it's got us one step closer to what would be normal in just about any other year for sure. And you know, the million-dollar question here, Coach, is what does this mean for the chances of high school football this coming fall? Sounds pretty promising so far.
Well, very promising. This is probably the most promising thing that we've had in quite a while, because we were hearing a lot of nothing. We were kind of moving along in a snail's pace, and Jerry Snodgrass has done a fantastic job of keeping the ADs up to speed, and he's working his tail off down there. But this was kind of a shocker for us. And when my AD called yesterday and we had to talk about it, this really kind of set us back a little bit, because we were not anticipating things moving this quickly.
So this is phase two, and you mentioned that some of the rules of phase two have changed in a good way. What's the next step here? Is there a phase three? How does all this process work?
Well, phase three would then allow you to do some things with some other teams, I'm guessing. So we would do some 7-on-7s with some other teams. You could do any of your sports, could do some scrimmaging. Quite honestly, the sports that it probably has the most impact on are your contact sports and some of your team sports like volleyball that might have a scrimmage before, and now they can do that. Up to this point, it's going to be inter-squad stuff, but now they're going to be moving to the next phase, which would mean you could do some things with some other teams. So really, you can get all your skill development and the things done that you would have normally been doing this time of year in your camps.
So that was my next question. We're talking about camps at the end of July. And then, I mean, really, it kind of seems, Coach, like we're green-lighted as of right now, unless something drastically changes. Seems like we could be green-lighted to get the kids back in for the two-a-days and the practices in August. And is it safe to say, too, that with all of that, we should still be on target for that last Friday night in August to get the ball rolling?
And that was what Jerry said during that conference with those ADs. He said it looks good to start on time, which we, quite honestly, we're looking at a lot of different scenarios. Maybe losing those first three non-league games and starting week three. There's so many different things, and Bull, you and I have talked about this, and I've talked with Rob about it, the possibilities, those types of things. But he actually came out yesterday in that phone conference and said it looks good that we're going to be able to start the season on time. And that's huge for everybody.
What are you hearing, if anything, about potential attendance numbers for games this upcoming fall?
Well, you know, being able to open it up and then having people show up are two different things. But I have to tell you, you know, high school fans are pretty rabid fans. When they were talking about possibly playing games without having fans in attendance, that would have been a real tough pull, because that's hard to keep parents out of the stadium when their high school age athlete is playing. And I don't care if it's soccer, volleyball, cross country meets, those parents want to come out and see their kids perform. So I was really, really apprehensive about how we were going to go about that at that time. So, and still, you know, that's up in the air. We don't know what attendance is going to be. Obviously all the pro sports are talking about the basketball is going to come back with nobody in the arena. We see NASCAR's back with nobody in the stands. That's a tough thing. High school age kids, these aren't adults playing sports. These aren't college kids playing sports. These are high school kids. Kids are being dropped off at the games by their parents and getting ready to go out on the field for a soccer, volleyball, or football game. And the parents want to be there to support their kids.
Coach Tom Evans, Cuyahoga Heights superintendent and color commentator for us here at WEOL. You hear him on Friday nights all throughout the high school football season. He's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And, you know, I think a lot of people would agree that when you're talking about high school sports, the need to have fans in the stands goes so much further than creating the atmosphere, the environment that I think a lot of us fall in love with when it comes to high school sports. But, you know, I think for each high school athlete, you know, just to have the emotional support of having a parent or guardian there physically in the stands watching them is something that I think, Coach, sometimes gets overlooked in this whole process.
Oh, it absolutely does. It has a tremendous impact. And I can remember as an athlete looking up in the stands in front of my parents and after games looking for my parents, you know, because my dad, when I played in high school, was on the chain gang, and it was always such a thrill to hurry home afterwards to hear what the other sideline was talking about during the game because my dad was there watching it as close as he could get to the field. So, yeah, it means a lot to student athletes to know that their parents are there supporting them. And like I said, it means a lot to the parents, too. I was just so curious as to how this is going to play out because, you know, we might have to hire extra security to try and keep our parents out of the stadium for a football game or a basketball game or whatever might take place, our volleyball games. It's just that important to them.
Now, we had heard a lot of dates thrown out there, and I think we're still kind of waiting to hear, you know, what kinds of things need to go right for everything to return to normal for people to be able to attend these games. And, you know, I think that's another area too, Coach, where it feels like we're all waiting for an answer. We're not exactly sure what we're rooting for on a daily basis here to try and get back to normal so we can get that regular high school atmosphere at these football games. But what kinds of things do you anticipate could change for the in-game experiences, at least as far as it goes with football?
Well, you know, what we're cheering for is not for there not to be a big spike. I think we want to continue to see a steady decline, and we know that the governor is very proactive about shutting things down back in March, but we want to continue to see things trend that way. As far as what that means the closer we get to the season, I think waiting is a good thing right now. I think people that snapped the judgment a month ago are now saying, well, things are a little bit different right now, so our plans are going to be a little bit different. And while that makes us crazy as school administrators trying to plan for next year, it's also worked in our favor. You know, we're going to sit down this week and do some planning for the start of the school year right now. And I know other districts that already have plans in place, they're going to have to change those plans based on what the governor says next Tuesday. But, you know, before this thing all kind of fell apart, if you remember back in March, it would have been the week of the girls' state basketball tournament and the girls and the boys' wrestling tournament. What was going to happen by the OHSAA, they had limited to 4 family members per participant at the state meet for wrestling. And I'm not sure what basketball was. Girls' basketball was. I think it was somewhat similar. But that was the way that they were trending. And that may be the way it comes back. They may come back and say, listen, we know the kids are going to play, and we want their parents in the stands, but we have to have some kind of – we're going to continue to have to have some kind of spacing. We're going to have to continue to be vigilant with these because we're not out of the woods yet with this any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I think we can all agree on that. While the numbers have gotten better, we're certainly not out of the woods. And it'll be a really interesting follow here the next couple of months to see how this progresses. As you mentioned, Coach, hopefully the numbers continue to flatten out and give us that slow decline to give us a lot more confidence for those who are attending these games this coming fall. And, you know, while we're on that topic, what do you see as some of the major obstacles still ahead through the rest of the summer? Not necessarily just from an athletic standpoint, but, you know, from a superintendent standpoint as well.
Well, you know, I'm on the line with multiple superintendents probably 5-6 times a week. And most people have surveyed their districts, and there's a percentage of parents out there that right now are not comfortable sending their kids back to school until there's some sort of vaccine in place. So, a lot of the districts are trying to find out what those numbers are going to look like. We know we're going to have to provide for students some type of home instruction. We're very fortunate. Our families want their kids back in school, and I think we're well above 90% that want to be back in session. But there's still a percentage that we're going to have to accommodate. We're going to have to provide an education for because they're not comfortable coming back yet. As far as the specifics in the building, yeah, we're the sanitation. From what it was, and I thought it was always pretty good on our end of it, but it's night and day right now, the way that we've ramped up and the things that we've purchased to sanitize rooms and our routine that we're going about things right now, and the way that things that we're going to have to do when school's in session, wiping down desks in between periods, having the students do that, and the possibility of masks. And we shut all of our water fountains down, and we're looking at bottle filling stations. So things that a lot of things that we took for granted in the past, we're going to pay a lot of attention to right now. Wiping door handles down on a regular basis, and just the whole, you know, we were in a mode here in Ohio where attendance was a big deal, and the state really had us monitoring attendance and calling people and sending letters to families that whose kids were over a certain number of hours. And now they've taken just the opposite. Say, listen, if parents want to keep them home, let them keep them home. If there's any risk whatsoever, let them keep them home. Don't question them. So it's almost a 180 for us on that end.
Well, I tell you what, since the pandemic began, it feels like we've kind of taken a complete 180. It was all doom and gloom, and at least now it seems at least a little bit better. And the news yesterday from Lieutenant Governor John Husted, very, very good. Hopefully those trends continue. And, Coach, hopefully that last Friday in August, you and I are sitting next to each other calling a high school football game. I mean, that game that you and I called over in Parma, back at the end of November between Avon and Massillon, it feels like it was 6 years ago.
It certainly does. It's a lifetime ago, you know. And Bull, you know, I always say this, that when football season rolls around, that's like extended Christmas for me. And because I love following all the teams and seeing who's doing what and who's going to make a playoff run and who's improved. And it's just I dive into the fall magazine, and I got the Chronicle open every day, checking kids' stats, and it's really kind of a passion for me to follow, and not only follow our kids at Cuyahoga Heights, but to follow the kids in Lorain County, and they have part of that. And first of all, I know how the sports people are. It's killing us right now without sports. I mean, people that don't even. I was talking to somebody the other day. Said I don't even like NASCAR, and I was watching on Sunday because it's the only sport that's on that's live. Just to get back and see some sports, see some competition, we're very, very hopeful that can happen.
Yeah, that would give us a nice slice of normal, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for stopping by and joining us. And hopefully in a couple of months, we'll be saddled up next to each other, not only, you know, for a Friday night high school football game, but we're also doing a coaches show as well. Let's just hope that these numbers continue to get better.
Oh, yeah, the coaches show. Got to have that happen. And I think prior to the coaching show, we also do a little soiree on my back patio here to get ready for the season. God, I hope we can do that to kick off the season for the EOL gang.
Absolutely. The soiree, man. That's one of my favorite times of the year. It is just fantastic stuff. Coach, always enjoy having you on, and we appreciate the insight. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys. Great talking to you.
Thanks, Coach. Again, that's Coach Tom Evans joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, Cuyahoga Heights Superintendent, but of course,